Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 130. Truth always unites, it never divides honest people. There are honest-hearted people scattered in all cultures and in all kinds of religious faith who will gladly open their hearts to Jesus when they hear his message clearly. He says, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd." That's the grand final and gathering of souls that Revelation 18, verses 1 to 4, speaks of, when a message lightens the earth with glory, and God's people now in Babylon hear the voice from heaven that says with authority, "Come out of her, my people." That voice has been nearly silenced through a period of 3 centuries, but the scripture cannot be broken and God's word must be fulfilled. The voice will yet be heard. Isaiah describes the loud cry in gathering, "Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament." Jesus pleads with his Father that these other sheep become one, that is, united. Now they are scattered. Some keep the seventh day, many keep the first. What will bring them into one? It will be the cross on which the Lord was crucified. They will understand in unison what he accomplished. Today, they are divided in that vision. Some see that the cross was meant only to make an offer to the world, that Christ's sacrifice does us no good unless and until we decide to believe and receive the offer. Others believe that all the good we have ever known is the purchase of that sacrifice. That it proclaims that Jesus became our last Adam, reversed the judicial condemnation that the first Adam put on the human race, and by virtue of his sacrifice Christ pronounced on everyone a judicial verdict of acquittal. That he might taste death for everyone. That he earned the title Savior of the world. That he gave himself to everyone and will save every soul who will let him do so and will stop resisting him. As time goes on, the Holy Spirit will deepen convictions of truth in people's hearts. And truth always unites, it never divides honest people.